This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off the broadcast weekend style here as Super Don says he's going to plant some stuff in his garden. Can't wait to hear that. That will make my day, make my week, make my year even. I mean, am I setting the bar low? I don't know. Super Don, we care and love him so much. We're like, just plant something. And you know what? I told him he could plant cannabis because in Oregon he could, but he's not doing it. So
it wouldn't last. It'd probably be gone. Somebody'd walk off with it.
How about tomatoes then? All right.
I'm thinking onions.
Yeah.
I was going over this last night. I'm thinking I'm probably going to put some onions in there.
Yeah.
Some cucumbers, some tomatoes.
Right.
Maybe some zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a stab at putting potatoes in there, and I don't know how well that's going to turn out, but that's what I'm thinking. That's going
like
to be
it.
What's happening there.
Good mix. Now, make sure you figure out where what goes, but look, I love just diving into the garden every day I can, but, you know, the weekend here we are live on Sunday, if you will, pre-record, et cetera, but the idea here is grow food. We've done enough on supply chain disruptions. How about let's talk about misinformation today? You know, we've been accused of being purveyors of misinformation by various social media outlets. You know, we're banned on YouTube and Spotify and now Twitter as well. And we get warnings from time to time. So let's go to Indiana to open this up. A Brownstone Institute article is reporting that Indiana Attorney General is responding to calls for COVID misinformation, right? Apparently, he's gotten a lot of calls about this, and he's like, all right, let's figure out what's going on here. And, you know, with the Surgeon General of the United States back in April last month calling for an end to COVID misinformation, he said, hey, let's submit and all of this to get it out into the public sphere so we can, you know, squash it once and for all. That guy up there at the level of the federal government, Surgeon General, says health information or misinformation is a serious
threat. Murphy. That's it, yeah.
I don't know. It's Murphy 30. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I almost don't care because the guy's he's a Muppet. But he says health misinformation is a serious threat to public health. It can cause confusion, sow mistrust, harm people's health, and undermine public health efforts. His office issued a detailed advisory urging actions by technology companies, social media, government, and individuals. So let's censor what they call misinformation. How right or how wrong are their claims? Well, Todd Rokita, Indiana Attorney General, responded with a detailed report on COVID misinformation. And we're going to cover the highlights here as we open today's broadcast, starting a broadcast week. He did this with the assistance of Professors Jay Bhattacharya and Martin Kulldorff, and it was published on May 2nd, submitted to the Surgeon General's Office of the United States. So let's go through these 9 points as long as it takes us, because it's just it's a thing of beauty. It's absolutely.
this is an example of be careful what you ask for, Surgeon General. Yes.
Surgeon General Murphy, whatever. Number one on the hit list for misinformation and disinformation regarding COVID-19 is the official CDC numbers. Those numbers for COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations are clearly, plainly inaccurate. So the first thing that this attorney general in Indiana points out, that the misinformation's coming primarily from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, as I call them. And it's is it arguable at this point? They've even admitted that they've exaggerated deaths and hospitalizations. They've categorized them in such a broad way that they're practically meaningless. And for those of us who have called them out on it and questioned it, of course, we are treated so lovely and wonderfully by being banned and deplatformed and called names. All right, that's just the first one. Number two on the list, and you guys can see this for those of you watching online. Of course, we are syndicated by GCN on radio. It's hard to watch there, but you can always come on over to robertscottbell.com. There's a listen page. Of course, the show notes have these articles linked up, and Super Don does a wonderful job every day sending out an email blast with the news of the day to give you insight into what you might ought to be paying attention to, right? Not what CNN wants you to watch, right? This is an important thing. Number two on this list, coming from the Indiana Attorney General in response to the Surgeon General of the United States. Another misinformation, disinformation point to make, questioning of natural immunity. When in the history of even modern medicine and all of their love affairs with vaccination, did they ever discount the reality of natural immunity? Never that was that a thing. Now there's been a consistent questioning and denying of natural immunity after COVID-19 recovery. And every doctor that I've interviewed on this show, I'm talking medical doctor people, right? You understand? They've all said the same thing. They all question, like, why were there any attacks on natural immunity, acquired immunity, after overcoming so-called infection of any kind, much less COVID-19? So those of us who have been saying, hey, you got the infection, whatever you perceive or believe it to be, you're over it, now you have natural immunity. Oh, no, you can't say natural immunity. The WHO eliminated that as a possibility. You know that. They just kind of mysteriously changed that. And so we call that out, which is misinformation, disinformation. They say, no, we're the purveyors of misinformation and disinformation. That's only two on the list so far. These are devastating to the official story, the official narrative. Number three on the list, COVID-19 vaccines prevent transmission. Oh, you remember that doozy? We had the audacity, and many of us in the new media, the podcasters of the world, unite and said, oh, it looks like the COVID-19 jabs are not, in fact, stopping the spread of what they call COVID-19. Yet the CDC director and other health officials falsely claimed that the COVID-19 vaccines prevent the transmission of COVID-19 to anybody else. Am I making that up? No, that's the Indiana Attorney General pointing out what we have pointed out throughout this scamdemic. You follow me here? Who is the purveyor? Who are the purveyors of misinformation? They're the official government mouthpieces and the media that runs with whatever they're told to say. Vaccines do not prevent, and they're not vaccines, by the way, but COVID jabs don't prevent transmission. We might still get tagged and banned on certain outlets for saying exactly what the Indiana Attorney General is pointing out. Number four on the list of misinformation, disinformation, you know, the Attorney General is doing his job, really a good job here. And he's just responding kindly and politely to the Surgeon General of the United States. How about this doozy? School closures were effective and costless. Really? Is that true? No. In the United States, most schools were closed for in-person teaching for some time, and many schools were closed for over a year. This decision was based on false claims that it would protect children, teachers, and the community at large. Nonsense. No basis for anything to substantiate that claim by the purveyors of misinformation, that is CDC, Fauci, NIH, etc. Misinformation coming from us? No, coming from the government. Number five on the list that the Indiana Attorney General points out, this statement. Everyone is equally at risk of hospitalization and death from COVID-19 infection. Does anybody even marginally try to dispute that the risk was not, how would I say this, equal, equivalent? That it was clearly in the initial phases, the elderly with multiple comorbidities on multiple medications, etc. And then after the jabs came out, then it was whoever got the jab. The public health messaging blunted this fact now, but more than a thousandfold difference in the risk of hospitalization and death in the old relative to the young that are still not at risk yet. What do we hear? The authorities pushing the approval of emergency use authorization jabs for younger and younger people. Number six on this list, was there a reasonable alternative policy to lockdowns? According to the official narrative from government, there was no reasonable policy alternative to lockdowns. Well, the Attorney General's calling that out as misinformation for Murthy to consider. Says even from the beginning of the pandemic, the sharp age gradient in the risk of severe disease on COVID-19 infection has provided an alternative to the lockdown-focused policies that many U.S. states adopted. Focused protection of the aged and others who are vulnerable. Now, these are the things that came out even in the, what was the declaration? You remember that, Super Don? It was
Great Barrington Declaration.
Great Barrington. Yep. And that, they were all accused of,
Was Bhattacharya was one of right. the people that put that together.
How dare those doctors mention that there might be another option besides lockdowns, right? Since when in the history of disease do you lock down entire healthy populations to stop the spread of something that's only affecting people who are weak and already sick, right? Again, more misinformation, disinformation, not coming from us, coming from government. WHO inclusive. How about number 7? The mask mandate. Ooh, we love that one, right? The mask mandate. They're effective in reducing the spread of viral infectious diseases. That still today can get you tagged and banned. Contrary to assertions by some public health officials, mask mandates have not been effective in protecting most populations against COVID-19 risk. Now, we pointed out just the mathematical equations of measurements alone should be enough, much less the visual references of, you know, the vaping test, etc., or the fact that you can smell things through a mask outside of the mask tells you all you need to know about the permeability of airborne particles that are much smaller, if you will, than the weave of even N95 masks. And so for those that would say mask mandates are effective in reducing the spread, they have been touted as the truth-sayers when they are, in fact, the ignorant or arrogant liars. Part of the problem of misinformation, once again, not coming from us, coming from mainstream media, legacy media that received, yes, is it $100 million or $1 billion spread out across all media? Well, how much was it? I don't remember. It was a lot to just parrot the press releases coming from CDC, NIH, Fauci, WHO, FDA, etc. So look at this. This is a stunning assertion. I don't even know if Murthy's going to do, if he'll recover after he faints here when he sees this. Now, we have two more on the list. I'm going to hold this over when we come back from this break because it's just too good. It's just too good to acknowledge and recognize that one state's attorney general has actually acknowledged that the misinformation and disinformation is coming from the very authoritarians in government that want to shut down the speech of those of us who have been pointing out the lies that they have been spouting. You're listening to The Place for Health, Freedom, Healing, Liberty, and the counter-truth to the lies, if you can call that, the alternative facts in media. RobertScatBell.com. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. You can catch the archives because we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're not just on one day a week doing radio, right? That's the starting point of our work week, but we continue on. And we have video available at robertscottbell.com/listen, upcoming events page, all that stuff. We'll get to it. So we're covering the Brownstone Institute article about the Indiana Attorney General responding to Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General of the United States, the incompetent boob that he is, the Muppet that he is, wanting to get replies from attorneys general across the land of how are we going to deal with the misinformation that's being purveyed out there about COVID. We've got to stop this thing. The disinformation is going to kill people. And it turns out, so far, we've covered 7 of the 9 points that the attorney general brings up, and they all show that the misinformation was coming from the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, NIAID, and Fauci, etc., and mainstream media parroting all of those lies. This is a, you know, Al Gore would say an inconvenient truth, right? Oops. Ow. Ow. I know. So number 8 on the list. Mass testing of asymptomatic individuals. This is one of my favorite. Mass testing of asymptomatic individuals and contact tracing of positive cases is effective in reducing disease spread. Now, what have I said on this show for many, well, almost the most, well, yeah, the moment I learned that the test was the faulty failure-inducing PCR, polymerase chain reaction, for COVID, I realized that this was a scam. At that point, it was like, oh, they're just making it up. And they're testing asymptomatic people. That means people with no symptoms and saying, you're sick, you must hide. You must run and hide. You're going to die if you don't. You're going to kill somebody if you don't. Based on, since when do we look at asymptomatic people as spreaders of deadly infectious disease? Suddenly now, it was the test that did it all. They say in this article, mass testing of asymptomatic individuals with contact tracing and quarantining of people who test positive has failed to substantively slow the progress of the epidemic and has imposed great costs on people who are quarantined, even though they pose no risk to infecting others. Remember, we had people say virus is going to virus. I think Tom Woods was on our show repeating that. Virus is going to virus. In areas where there were lockdowns, in areas there was no lockdowns, it just spread. It did what it's going to do with the people who are vulnerable and susceptible. And locking down healthy people was a criminal act and is a criminal act. And yet those of us who pointed that out were accused of spreading misinformation. It turns out Attorney General of Indiana says, no, that was also a lie. And now number nine on this list of nine, and at the link, they actually list the full report, right, that the Attorney General submitted. Number nine, the eradication of COVID-19 is a feasible goal, right? This is a delusion. You want to talk about mass psychosis or mass formation psychosis, this is a mass delusion that you can eradicate any quote-unquote virus, right? I hesitate to adopt, if you will, this belief that many people have had for a long time that viruses are actually the cause of anything. I acknowledge that they may be the result of dysfunction and imbalances that precede them, but there's so much about these so-called viruses that we still don't know that to just go all in on viral causation, it's premature is, I say, an understatement. However, here we are in terms of claims of eradication. If we could just get everybody jabbed, you'd heard that from Bill Gates. Until we get everybody vaccinated for COVID-19, we will never go back to normal. You remember those statements? It wasn't just Gates. So throughout the pandemic, from 2 weeks to flatten the curve and onwards, the suppression of the spread of COVID-19 has been an explicit policy goal. Implicitly, public health leaders have made the suppression of COVID-19 spread to near zero levels the endpoint of the pandemic. However, what we call SARS-CoV-2 has none of the characteristics of a disease that can be eradicated. In other words, it becomes endemic. It just circulates, whatever you believe or perceive it to be. It's not eradicatable. You just deal with it, and you're strong enough and immune enough to move on through it. And now it's like, you know, a flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound. It's nothing. Boom. You're done. You're over it. But where was the counterpoints within the mainstream media to ask questions like that? Since when do you eradicate a virus? And they go, oh yeah, remember smallpox was eradicated. No, it wasn't. And we're going to talk about that inconvenient fact or truth when they talk about bringing the monkeypox back to your fear porn messaging, right? We'll counteract that as well. So please do check out this Brownstone Institute article. It's linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it is something to share and spread with every government agent and agency at the localest of local level, from health departments on up to your state representatives, senators, and governors, to show what this attorney general has done in Indiana. Kudos to him. And thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and sharing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News update, a manhunt is underway after at least 30 people were shot at a block party in South Baltimore just after midnight. Police say an 18-year-old woman and 20-year-old man were killed. 9 people were taken to hospitals, 3 in critical condition. Mayor Brandon Scott says the mass shooting points to a much wider problem.
This brings and highlights not just for Baltimore, but for our country, the need to deal with the flow of illegal guns into our communities.
Police are questioning witnesses as they work to identify possible suspects. Investigators are urging anyone with information to come forward. It's a record-setting holiday weekend of travel. AAA expects some 51 million people will go at least 50 miles from home. Most people are traveling by car, although the Transportation Security Administration says nearly 2,900,000 people passed through security checkpoints on Friday. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, if you want to check out where the Robert Scott Bell Show is going to be, wherever I be, it's going to be. And that is, well, in a lot of places. We're going to cover that in a little while, but I do want to talk about what this COVID thing has done, right? The fear porn, all of the lies, the disinformation and misinformation. We have got so much to overcome, and there is an uprising that is occurring because many people that normally, well, never really considered that they're being lied to by their government agencies about health in particular because they weren't listening or watching the Robert Scott Bell Show for all the almost 23 years now we've been doing this. They're coming to the conclusion that I came to a long time ago, that if the CDC's lips are moving, I know it's an anthropomorphic reference, they're lying. They're lying to you, and you should do the opposite. If they tell you to get the jab, please don't, right? So now we have people rising up and looking at that at the local level, too, with, like, state departments of health right? What they've done with shutdowns and lockdowns and mask mandates and jab mandates for kids in schools. And this article out of Fox 11 is headlined, Pandemic Pushes Parents to Run for L.A. County Board of Supervisors. Wow, it's about time that we have real moms and real dads that concern themselves for the health of their community and their children and the real danger coming from those little departments of health. The real danger is coming from them forcing us to do things that moms and dads know are in the worst interests of our health and our children's health. So what is this all about? In Los Angeles, Roxanne Beckford Hogue and Kevin Dalton said they knew very little about the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors before 2020. And then the scamdemic showed the power of the board, right? This is where we find out that there are people at local government levels that can make changes for the better or the worse, and mostly the worse, because most people had no idea the powers they had. And in LA County, each board member has more than 2 million constituents and oversees millions of dollars. I think that's an understatement. And they, guess what, have the power to hire or fire the director of Los Angeles County's public health department, in this case, Dr. Barbara Ferrer. Well, we've talked about her over this time. And every time during the pandemic that Farrar or whatever her name is suggested mandates, the board just kind of went along with it. And so these parents are going, whoa, I'm probably never going to be able to run or be appointed to the Board of Health, but maybe I could become part of the direct, just a board member, right? A director of the board member of the supervisors. They call it Board of Supervisors, right? It's different names at different places. That's why I'm confusing myself. I'm thinking of various different localities. So these parents are now running for open supervisor seats in this particular one in District 3, which is occupied by somebody retiring. And she's running as a Republican, so I don't know how well this will go, but perhaps the Democrats that were rubber stampers, really, of public health department mandates and prohibitions may not have the inside track to win, even though they're Democrats and it's an automatic in L.A. County. So if you guys and gals are anywhere near L.A. County and you want to support a candidate that could overturn and put the kibosh on future mandates and prohibitions by the state board, or in this case, the county board of health in LA County, this could be something you want to pay attention to. This mom, Hogue, she's a mother of four. She's got a 440-mile square mile district, and she's been going around in her minivan. How appropriate is that? A mom in her minivan. She's a soccer mom, for all we know. And then there's another person running, Kevin Dalton in District 1. There's an open seat there. And these people could make a significant change in the quality of life in Los Angeles County. And I think that the message here is all politics is ultimately local. No matter what Biden does at presidential levels, or even what's the doofus's name, the governor of California still, Newsom? What's his name? Yeah, Gavin?
Gavin Newsom.
Even Gavin couldn't overturn some of these local edicts of a public health department when the Board of Supervisors overturns it. And I think this is an interesting lesson for all of us, that the more we engage locally, the more we can succeed in preventing this from happening again, because, good Lord, you know they're going to push this to happen again. When I did the event last week with Peter McCullough and John Lee, co-author of his new book, I asked the question, how many of you think these authorities are going to try to do it again? In other words, scare us into another pandemic lockdown and shutdown. And the vast majority in that audience of nearly 500 people raised their hands. And they said, what is our vulnerability? Our vulnerability is our fear of germs, our fear of mysterious or renamed viruses, for instance. And now this article coming out of Australia is referencing the WHO's emergency meeting over a monkeypox spread. And they're now going, we should take this seriously. As monkeypox is confirmed in Australia. It's like, really, Australia? I thought it was only like 5 random cases that we've been hearing about in the United States, too. Suddenly it's on, I guess, the lips of everybody that's trying to promote fear for the next lockdown and shutdown. Could the monkeypox be fearful enough to succeed where people go, no, I'm not going to fall for the monkeypox and the tailpipe trick again. Call it what you will, I'm not going to do it. Or will you? I don't know, Super Don, have you heard about that the government and Bill Gates has purchased stocks and stores of these so-called monkeypox attenuated, killed, or whatever virus material for production of...
I have not seen those details, no.
Yeah.
But I did see a tweet this morning, and I can't remember who it was from. Somebody mm-hmm. tweeted somebody had made a comment about how Bill Gates was going to profit off of the monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, can you imagine? What, I think it was Jeffrey Tucker.
Yeah.
He said, oh, imagine what a conspiracy that would be, right? You know, that he might profit from the monkeypox. So, I mean, if it's true that he has done that, it certainly is suspect, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think anything, if you put it by Gates, what he's willing to do to profit off of these things, or to make new vaccines, for instance. Now, 11 countries now in this article, including Australia, the U.S., Spain, and Italy, have now detected monkeypox. How convenient, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, just now. It just happened, right? Oh, really?
The thing is, monkeypox, it's not like the flu, you know, or something like monkeypox. It has a very like exotic kind of sound to it, kind of, ooh, the monkeypox. And the pictures that they're showing online of people with monkeypox,
right?
Nasty, gross, yuck. Now, I don't know if that's typical, what they show in the pictures. I'm going to guess probably not.
Right.
I looked at the symptoms.
Worst case scenarios.
The symptoms, I mean, yeah, you feel like crap.
Yeah.
And they say it's contagious, but it's not fatal. So
no.
I don't know. I don't know whether this is something that is going to turn out to be the next pandemic or not.
Well, it won't stop them from promoting it because, remember,
the headlines are good.
COVID-19 right? was not fatal except in the elderly initially. And until they rolled out the jab, it wasn't happening in pretty much any younger ages.
Right.
And so if they're trying to narrate a new frightful manifestation, I mean, they couldn't have played it more perfectly in terms of how they've rolled this out. Suddenly now it's doubling. Like, here's cases. They're doubling. The cases of doubling. You hear these and you're like, these are public relation firm written releases.
Do you understand? I mean, if one person had it,
and then
another person got it, it doubled.
Right.
That means two.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And by the way, it's not easily transmissible. I mean, you have to have direct contact with this stuff. So it's not like you can wear a mask and stop it. So, not that you could wear a mask and stop the other stuff anyway, but just using their,
so it's not airborne.
Arguments, it's not in the same way. It's not easily, acquired, so to speak, much less the worst manifestations are due to a lot of other things. And I'm just telling you, we have in homeopathy remedies, including variolinum, that are utilized for that. We have many remedies that can address it. Silver, of course, can be utilized as well topically and internally to modulate immunity, as well as the once again, the great selenium is something that is significant here to utilize. So don't fall for the fear porn, y'all. Again, I mean, this is like, how many times are we going to fall for it? The sky is falling from our fearless leaders that, again, lied to us about just about everything. Right? Just about every aspect of the pandemic, you know, was a lie, an absolute lie. So we have another concern here that I think is more real, if you will. CDC is investigating dozens more cases of hepatitis in children.
More.
You know, we talked about that when we heard about it in England. As of Wednesday, 180 cases of unexplained liver inflammation in children have been reported in 36 states and territories. Now, granted, that's not a lot, you know, relative to the number of children there are in America, but mysterious liver inflammation scenarios, I will say that my perception here, and I think I'm right, it's related to either the COVID jabs or being around those with the COVID jabs because of what's being transmitted is not being investigated fully. And I can talk about this in my own daughter's case, not being jabbed, but being around a lot of kids and adults at her school that are, and having strange symptoms, including skin rashes and the chelidonium point pain I've talked about many times over the years, the top of the shoulder blade between the right on the right-hand side of your back, that's the top of the liver. It's a chelidonium point in homeopathy. We call it that, and it's the remedy indicated for it. And it's called, you know, it's indicating that the liver is under some level of stress or congestion. Now, I'm not saying my daughter has hepatitis, but it's an indication that there's a stressor strain that's very unusual going on about now that kids seemingly are vulnerable to it. And of all the remedies that you have in modern medicine to address all kinds of things, they don't have a drug for hepatitis, for liver inflammation. They claim to have vaccines for it, but those things are dangerous as well. The reality is, how do we have support the function of the liver? Now, my course that I did, an hour-long lecture, a lecture on demand for Trinity School of Natural Health, is something I'd recommend you download. Go to trinityschool.org, look at our lectures on demand, or in the show notes, it's usually there, and you'll understand the basis for starting the recovery that starts everywhere, always, with the liver. And the key three remedies, Bryonia alba, Nux vomica, and Chelidonium, or liver polycrest remedies to support it. There are Ayurvedic herbs. Dandelion is excellent. Milk thistle is great. There are a lot of ways to address liver. Selenium is very important. Cangest from our friends at Alta Health Products. You can get that through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. All of these things can address any liver, just about any liver manifestation. Since they don't have a drug for it anyway, what are you going to do, right? This is an important consideration. As I speculate, now as I get more information, I will be happy to report on what they're finding is the connection here. But the only thing that makes sense to me are these experimental jabs that are out in the marketplace by emergency use authorization that, yes, are impacting children in bizarre ways. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, we got to wrap up the first hour of the show. We got an encore of Ryan Cole. Dr. Ryan Cole, if you missed it last week, many of you that miss our weekday show, Dr. Ryan Cole is an outspoken physician out of Idaho, toxicologist, and he's an amazing dude. I'm telling you, a man of great integrity, and he gets it, and we're going to go there next hour. But right now, upcoming events, before we get into the religious discussion that we have surrounding Nancy Pelosi. We have some online summits that are going on that are free, including the Fibro Summit, the Radical Healing Summit, and you can go to the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. But next weekend is big. It's Memorial Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas, with my friend Dr. Rasha Bitar, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. David Martin, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Ryan Cole, and Dr. Brian Artis. Man, it's an all-star event. Use promo code BELL for a discount off the tickets. You can watch it online wherever you are, or you can join us in San Antonio, Texas with Dr. Bitar. And last week he revealed that there's going to be a discussion of a possible remedy, maybe the only thing that will work in regards to what's predicted about the those who have been jabbed and what may happen to them that is a disaster. So we want to counteract that. Also in Atlanta, June 3rd and 4th is the Next Steps Conference, next-steps.info. And there's a discount code RSB, gets you $25 off your tickets. Next-steps.info, June 3rd and 4th in Atlanta. We have the Chronic Inflammation Summit online that's free starting in June. Then we have a big event, Nurse Freedom Network. Kimberly Overton is hosting me and a bunch of other great people, including Ty and Charlene Bollinger. June 12th and 13th in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. So check that out. The links are up. We got a Chemical Toxicity Summit coming up. We've got a RSB family show union/reunion called Health Stock in, looks like it's going to be Carthage, Missouri. You'll be able to camp out there August 12th, 13th, and 14th, and it's a very reasonable fee. Go check that out. It's up there in the show notes. There's a phone number to dial in to book your spot to be part of it, and also Ben Tapper is planning to be there, and Scott Shera and Rosaline Dorval as well. I'll be there. Autism One's coming up in the desert August 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And that's an amazing event. We just talked with a doctor about that and on Friday's show. Go back and listen. The United States Health Freedom Congress is coming back the 23rd and 24th in St. Paul, Minnesota. Then we have the Wellness Parenting Revolution in Orlando. And that's October 7th through the 9th in Orlando. And then the following week, the 15th through the 16th, I believe it is, the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. So check all that out. And in the meantime, I'm going to wrap it up this hour with a discussion of an archbishop in San Francisco who has barred Nancy Pelosi from receiving Holy Communion. Holy tamale. What has she done now, and why has it taken this long for this to happen, Super Don?
This is something I haven't understood for a really long time, how you know these politicians, whether we're talking about Nancy Pelosi or even when Harry Reid, you know, was still doing his thing. I think he died, didn't he? He passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that these guys, you know, they're devout, you know, in their religion, especially with the Catholics. But at the same time, they're pro-abortion, and it's like, you know,
that's not a debatable.
It's not like the
thing.
Catholic Church is like, yeah, abortion's cool,
right?
You know, they're not. They're not like that.
It's part of the dogma and the belief system of the church.
And yet, these people are out there getting communion or whatever they're doing, and they're doing the going through the motions and doing the stuff that their religion. And I'm just like, that is so counter to what it is that they believe, what they teach, what they stand for. Yet they've given them a pass for a long time. Mm-hmm. Not and again, it's not like ha ha. But at the same time, it's just like, finally, you know, the church is standing up to somebody like Nancy Pelosi and going, yeah, you know what? You're saying one thing and doing another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not okay with that. So who knows where all this will go? Is it super, you know, significant in the grand scheme of things? Not really. But it's, just, it's nice.
Why doesn't she start an offshoot of Catholicism that's pro-abortion, right? Just to start her own church.
There probably is something like that. I'm sure out there. You know, there's 57 offshoots of every religion. But I don't know. I guess finally it's nice to see the church not be hypocritical.
Yeah, call them out.
In the situation.
A church gets to make its own rules. For those of you who are upset by this, I don't know why you would be. But if you don't fall in line with the dogma of the church, I mean, they should, you know, according to their own edicts and beliefs, say, look, that's not cool. You know, you want Holy Communion, you got to ascribe to our beliefs. Now, again, I'm not telling what people what they should or should not believe, just acknowledging that if you have a religious belief and you have a dogma within a church, there's some reasonable expectation that you abide by those beliefs to get the so-called benefits of being part of that church. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there. Dr. Ryan Cole coming up next. Thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Super Don for making it sound so good. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Back after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.